Hey, did you know that more than 19 million people in the US have a specific phobia? Some people even have two phobias.
Hi, this is Summer.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Josephine.
And this is our podcast.
To truly understand phobias, we have to know what phobias actually are. According to Oxford Dictionaries, a phobia is an extreme or irrational fear or aversion to something.
Okay, also, we have to distinguish fears between phobias. Fears are natural, and they are your body's way of keeping you safe by sending a warning. Phobias are irrational, like xanthophobia, the fear of the color yellow.
That's ridiculous. Who would be afraid of a harmless color?
Symptoms of a phobia include uncontrollable feelings of anxiety, dread, panic, rapid heart rate, difficulty breathing, sweating, trembling, abdominal discomfort, tightening of the chest, feelings of choking, nausea, and dizziness, and an overwhelming desire to escape.
Phobias can affect people's everyday routine, and people with phobias can live in fear for the rest of their lives if it's left untreated.
Most phobias can be easily treated, greatly decreasing the impact it has on one's daily life.
There are some phobias, though, that are very odd and can really get in the way of important events, like aerophobia, the fear of a workplace, or, like, the fear of really long words.
Hippomonstrosis, hippodaliophobia.
Yeah, hippomonstrosis, hippodaliophobia. That took me, like, maybe 5 solid minutes to learn how to say that.
Yeah, well, some phobias are so obscure that you don't even know that you have the phobia to begin with.
Yeah, but even though you have a phobia, you can still have it nagging in the back of your mind as, like, a fear.
Phobias are not always so severe. Most people don't even realize they have a phobia. They just think it's a fear.
Well, phobias can also be passed on by maybe our ancestors and the way they protected themselves from snakes and spiders.
Well, speaking of snakes and spiders, let's have a look at Nicole's great-aunt, who has aphidiophobia, the fear of snakes.
Okay, when did you start being scared of snakes?
Long time, I don't know when, but I know I scared long time ago.
Okay, and how do you feel when you see a snake?
I feel scared, you know, I just...
Do you start sweating? Do you have, like, difficulty breathing? Do you feel dizzy?
No, this is just scared, like, I don't know, I feel scared, like, just saw the snake like or hear the snake.
Oh, like you just want to run away?
Yeah. Just saw, like, run away, but just see, you know, even on the TV,
okay.
I don't want to look too.
Okay.
So something like kind of the snake, I scared too, not the real snake.
Are you scared of anything else like a snake?
Yeah, anything like a snake.
Okay. So that's it?
Yeah, like the toy snake, I scared too, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Phobias should be cured. From the evidence provided by the interview, phobias can cause unnecessary side effects to a person. Curing a phobia isn't hard and doesn't cause any side effects.
Phobias are caused by the same part of your brain that regular fears come from, so they're natural instinct.
Well, Nicole's great aunt says that she's scared of snakes, even the fake ones. We all have reflex. But, like, the way Nicole's great aunt has in this case, it makes her afraid of harmless objects.
Some phobias come from people's genetics to keep us protected from dangers like poisonous snakes, spiders, or even bugs.
Phobias can prevent people from going to social events and keeps them stressed instead of relaxed.
So to sum this up, phobias can cause distress in your day-to-day life, but you could also sort of use them to your advantage. It's really up to you what you do with your phobia. Phobias aren't always negative, and not everyone even has a phobia. Just know that you get to decide whether to treat your phobia or leave it as natural instinct.
But remember, that's just a theory. A phobia theory!